I'm never quite sure what my kids are going to say, let alone pray. In the Weber household, we have 4 kids. Yes, 4. All under the age of 10. We also have a minivan, because we're cool like that. When did this become my life? I'm not sure. But each night after my 4 yahoos have their PJs on and their teeth brushed, we pray. Don't picture 4 kids beautifully kneeling in a row at the end of their beds. Picture them playing with Legos, hanging upside down, constantly interrupting and annoying each other. It's the opposite of eyes closed and mumbling. When we pray, it's complete chaos. Yes, I'm a pastor, and no, you can't judge my family. I start praying, and they randomly add things throughout the prayer. They pray for their stuffed animal. They pray for the tooth fairy to come. They pray for their grandpa to feel better. They pray for the owies on their knees to go away. Again, I'm never quite sure what they're going to pray for, but I know it will be short, simple, and honest. They just say it. I mean, pray it. There's no fluff. It's not long and drawn out, and they don't beat around the bush. They don't talk using a different voice or different words than they use elsewhere. They say what they feel, and they feel what they say. Short, simple, honest. It's short. Often, it's just one sentence long, sometimes just a few words. Jesus, thank you for the sun today. In the middle of winter in South Dakota, the sun is a big deal, so they thank God for it. Thank you that next month is my birthday. A month is like a decade for a 4-year-old, yet birthdays are awesome, so they give God a shout out. They've never prayed a 4-point sermon. For them, there's no certain length that makes a good prayer. They say what they want to. They say what's needed. Hardly anyone likes a long-winded prayer. Neither do they. I don't want to speak for God, but I'm guessing he might feel the same way. Kids keep it short. It's simple. My kids don't pray in the King James Version. There's no thous or shouts. When praying, they sound the exact same way they do when speaking with anyone else. They don't use big, fancy words. You don't need a dictionary to understand what they're saying. They're not praying to be heard by others. They're not praying to impress God, but to talk with him. Jesus, help me to find someone to play with at recess. God, I'm not sure why I can't see you. It's honest. Kids keep it real, yo. They speak from the heart. They pray what they mean, not what they should. When they're happy, they tell God. When they're sad, they let him know. When they're scared, they tell him why. When they want something, they ask for it. When their butts hurt because they're still learning how to properly wipe, God, help my butt to feel better. What they feel is what they say. There's no filter. It's honest. But they're just kids, right? They're so cute. They're so innocent. They're so uneducated when it comes to God. They don't even know. In a few years, when they get older, when they know more, they'll learn how to pray the right way, for the right things. Until then, their wrong prayers are just so sweet and innocent, right? Wrong. At one point in the Bible, the 12 disciples were chatting about which of them was the greatest, about who was the best among them. When they couldn't agree, they approached Jesus and asked him their question, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Essentially, they're asking, hey, Jesus, who among us is the most important? Which of us is the best? Jesus' response, he didn't ask one of the experienced fishermen to stand up. He didn't tell an educated doctor to step forward. He didn't look to a wise priest for his thoughts. Instead, he called out to a young kid and asked him to come over to sit by him. And what did Jesus say? He said, become like this little child. What? Like a little kid? Have faith like a little kid? Even pray like a kid? Yep, become like a little kid. Pray like a child. The disciples must have been shocked. What do we have to learn about prayer from kids? Everything. Keep it short. Just to be clear, there's nothing wrong with...